Blog Talk Radio.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world. With the right leadership.
I'll make a recording of my formulae for the Senator, in case I don't return this time. If only I won't be too late.
Go take a run and jump.
My patience begins.
He's right.
Then one iron glove blow sends the first guard through.
Try my new electro stun ray.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
Good afternoon and good evening, depending on your time zone. It is I, the Surfer, with a brief announcement, okay? Unfortunately, this will be the last time we will come on Sundays. This week, because we'll be back on Tuesday night, 7 p.m., for a prime time special, people. Yes, you know, let me tell you a little story. And quiet from the peanut gallery, please, thank you. Let me tell you a little story. When I was a youth and I first had a vision for this global show, this monstrosity of a train wreck, I used to do it on Tuesdays. And then, you know, me being magnanimous, I stepped aside my Tuesday slot so that certain people could do their wrestling show and have a fan base. But I never asked for a thank you. But I feel it's been more than 8 years now. I'm going to come back to my original time slot of Tuesday night, 8 p.m. this week for a primetime special. So you better be there or you are square, okay? That's all I got to say. Now, it's been hard these last 8 years doing this show all by myself with no host, co-host. But I'm going to create one right now out of thin air. Powers activate. Co-host, introduce yourself.
Where? I was just on a beach. Why am I here?
I just feel like doing the show by myself tonight.
So, all right. Hello, I am Jordan Cobb.
Yes, this is Jordan Cobb. I'm the Surfer. This is the What Are You Reading comic book show. And we're going to be here for next hour, maybe two, you know, depending on
how. Hell no.
You know, leading up to our pay-per-view coverage, didn't think we should forget about that. At 7 p.m. will be the pre-show for the WWE Elimination Chamber.
Yes, which
hosted by the Impact player, Mr. Philly Phil Rea. Okay? So he'll be helming that show. And hopefully maybe he'll call into our show at some point. But until that time, tell these people how they can call into this show.
Well, the fun thing about the What Are You Reading comic book show is that it's not just us. It's you people. I don't mean anything by that. But you can join in several ways. One, you can pick up your phone and dial the number 215-253-4516. Once again, 215-253-4516. We'd really appreciate that. You can call us up on and join us on Skype by either calling and or adding the contact Silver Surfer underscore forever. Lowercase, by the way, to help your search. Or you can type out your thoughts and join me and Surfer and several others as Stanley Kubrick in the Listen Live chat room at www.rantemradio.com/chat-listen-live. It is also at www.rantemradio.com/chat-listen-live that you can listen to the show and any other show on the Rant Network live. But if you can't, there are a number of ways. You can come by the chat room any time in the week, and all the previously recorded shows will be on a loop. Just figure out what time, the show you want to hear comes on, and that's fine. But if you can't do that, there are a number of ways. You can listen to us on Stitcher Internet Radio, Geek Life Radio, Podbean, Block Talk Radio, and, of course, the almighty iTunes. Open up iTunes today and go to the podcast section and search for What Are You Reading? Rant Entertainment Media Radio, and subscribe to that. And while you're there, rate us 5 stars and leave a review. And you can also go by Facebook and find the What Are You Reading Comic Book Show Facebook page and like us.
So, how have you been?
I've been good. I got to see Megan yesterday, and her birthday gift for me came a bit earlier than expected.
Came early?
You crude man. Yeah.
Okay, no, I'm sorry. I'm just kidding.
Sex jokes. Anyway, yes, her birthday gift arrived a little bit earlier than expected, and asked me, I was like, do you want to open? I was like, well, I really have no objections. I got me a TARDIS flask.
Yeah, to drink out of. You going to use it, or are you just going to sit on your shelf? And
I'm using it right now.
The heck, man, you're not supposed to use something like that. You're supposed to put it in glass and put it away.
I'm not supposed to freak out a job. Shut up. But, no, yes, I have an 8-ounce flask designed.
Wait, can you put it in your pocket?
What? Yes, I can put it in my pocket.
Okay, and it's shaped like the TARDIS, or is it shaped
designed like the TARDIS? It is very much an ordinary flask that you'd see, but it has a is designed to look like
it's not
the
shaped
TARDIS.
Like the TARDIS, though.
No, it's not shaped
okay,
like the TARDIS.
Like a regular flask.
No, it is a regular flask, but it's got a cover design of it with it of the TARDIS on it.
Yeah. Okay. And so, what do you got in there?
Whiskey. Yeah. No, I can't. Yeah, it's specifically designed for alcoholic beverages. I cannot put anything else in it. So. And I'm adhering to the rules.
Because I would think a straight ace like you would, put milk in there or something like that,
Nah.
So no moonshine?
No, dude, I do not. God damn it. I fucking hate that stereotype so much.
That's why I rub it in.
Yeah, anyway. You ain't Stanley, who loves to keep you. Stanley, quit with the fucking stereotypes, like, all the goddamn time. Or it'll just get annoying.
Hey,
use them sparingly.
Listen. Me saying that you have a still, which I'm not trying to bust up your criminal ring. I'm not trying to out you or anything.
Well, this job ain't paying, so I gotta find money somewhere.
I mean, there are worse stereotypes I could bestow upon you, and I would be wrong for doing it. I don't think there's any kissing cousins going on with you or anything like that, and I don't make fun of you like that, so.
Well, yeah, but again, if you're going to use that, use it sparingly, because there was a while a bunch of my friends and I would get on a scale, like, oh, they just make a lot of incest jokes, to the point where it was happening, like, on a regular basis, and it got fucking annoying, so I'm like, okay, so you're using those all the time, and it's getting kind of annoying, so could you stop? Again, you gotta know when to, I don't mind you doing it, just use it sparingly. Don't do that shit all the time, because then it'll just get old and annoying.
Okay.
That's just my thing. Right. But also, I got something else out of it. She just practically gave me her old iPod Touch. She didn't need it anymore.
How old is old?
This is a few years old, but it's actually still really working very well.
This is like an iTouch 2, 3?
I iPod Touch, fourth generation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some ancient technology.
I'm living in the past.
Yes, you are. Well, I have not had a good week.
What happened?
Footsie's been hurting me for a week now. Well, I feel better. Feel better today. So, yeah, I have nothing to report on anything new. I missed out on some things. But, you know, push on. Show goes on.
Yeah. And I'll say about this flask. She got it off of Etsy, and apparently since it is specifically designed, I gotta, like, make sure it stays paused, like, and such. It came with some directions,
You mentioned whiskey. What kind of whiskey are you talking about?
The Famous Grouse.
Never heard of it.
It's really good. Yeah, it's like something you can get at almost any liquor store.
I'm not a big whiskey guy. I mean, like, I could drink it if I have to,
mm-hmm.
but that ain't the first thing I reach for.
Understandable. I mean, I love whiskey myself personally, but I've already made that.
I mean, I grew up watching yeah. Dallas, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
everybody, when they walked into the house, would pour themselves a glass of whiskey. And, you know, they would just drink it like it was Kool-Aid. But, man, I find that a little too potent, too not tasty enough. But anyway.
Well, like I said, I now own a Tartar Slash. So, that means whenever I go see a movie that I have to review for the show, if it anyway turns into something like Transformers, I can just pull this out in the theater and just take a sip to ease the pain.
You know what? I've always thought, yeah, I could take alcohol to a movie. You don't end up doing it. Trust me.
Hmm?
Trust me. You won't do it. You won't think about taking alcohol to the movies. It's just something you won't care about. I mean, you'd be so... Either you'll be thinking about the movie or you'll be thinking about other things.
Oh, just wait.
And if you're
going to
drink, you'll want to drink.
Oh, just wait.
And not worry about the movies.
Oh, just you wait.
Okay. Well.
Just you wait. Anyway, yes. So that's our boring ass lives. I'm going to talk about some comic books and news.
Yeah, and so we gave out the number. We gave out the.
Yeah, I did the whole spiel.
Let's see.
Once again, 215-253-4516.
Stanley. Shame on you, man. Don't talk about Sue Ellen like that. I mean, she was a queen on that show, okay? So, and she had a real problem. So don't you know, be mindful of yourself. I mean, come on now. Don't be like that.
Be mindful of the lady folk.
Okay, so box office.
Yes, box office. That's sort of relevant to us.
Avengers Age of Ultron still in the top five at fifth place, brought in a nice $10 million in its fifth week. Its domestic total is $427 million, which is the number one movie of the year so far, and worldwide is up to $1.321 billion. It's slowly catching up to Fast 7, or Furious 7, but when I checked the box office numbers overseas, it still hasn't opened up in China yet, so that's a lot of revenue.
It's a lot of money.
Waiting on the sidelines for this movie. Not quite comic book movies, but we still like it anyway. Mad Max Fury Road.
Best movie I've seen this year so far.
I don't know about all that, but...
Mm-hmm.
$13 million for fourth place. $115 million domestic. Tomorrowland is at third with $13 million. Only $63 million domestic after 2 weeks. San Andreas. Not a comic book movie, but there's a superhero as the star of it. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. That's the only reason why I'm mentioning it. It's the number one. $53 million opening weekend. So good for Dwayne,
right?
Who's gonna be in the Shazam movie at some point? playing maybe one or two of the lead characters.
Really. Who knows?
Huh?
Maybe all the characters.
I can't play all the characters. Well, maybe he could. He is The Rock, you know.
Yeah, he could. I mean, he's that damn good and charismatic and awesome.
Hey, only The Rock can stop an earthquake, so. Somebody tried to tell me Arnold could stop an earthquake. Arnold never stopped the earthquake.
Yeah, wow. Let's get into some news. And I'm going to start with a story that came out of a recent Denver Comic Con. Of the Women in Comics panel that was paneled by all men.
Of course. We know what's best for women.
Yeah, that's totally not how things work, Surfer.
Works that way with my woman. But anyway, sorry.
Yeah, have fun in the 1950s. The Denver Comic Con recently did come under fire this past weekend for a woman in comics panel where not a single woman was on board for the panel, not on stage. And there was a reporter for Raw Story who was live tweeting it. And at one point, there was a lecture on early female characters in comics in relation to men. And apparently, at one point, one of the panelists said, because girls get bored with comics easily.
Okay. This is not the first time we've had these women in comics panel. And then you look up on stage and there's a bunch of dudes.
Yeah, it should be. Yeah, but God damn, we should be better about this.
So, did they report on what exactly was said in this panel? Or other than that they think women don't care about comic books?
Let's see. A lot of people just got one of this, and yeah, it has gotten a bit out of hand. It's like, okay, well, see, like, you know what I like to look at as examples of good examples is like that panel from the recent New York City Comic Con where DC and Vertigo had their top tier female talents on stage and talk about the future of comics as well and all that.
And it wasn't too long ago they did a diversity panel.
Yeah, exactly.
Still a bunch of white guys. And
I was like, no, that's not how you should really. Oh, god damn.
Well, here's the thing, people. Comic book company is controlled by a select few people, and then they turn around and hire people they're comfortable with, which of course happen to be male and white. And in the beginning, you know, most of the comic creators happen to be Jewish because that's what they got into. And, you know, it's at this point, I can't even point to the creators. I got to point to the companies themselves. They're the ones who hire the talent. And also, they're the ones who hire the people who hire the talent. And at some point, they're going to realize that most of their money doesn't come from one demographic. You know, you go to a convention, you see a whole bunch of people, and a lot of them are women. So
yeah, and again, I just think it's a ass backwards way of putting this panel on there when one of the most strong authorities on the history of women in comics, Trina Robbins, happened to be at that same convention as a guest, but was not even asked to be on the panel.
And so, what was the word from the people in the audience? Like, they just dug into them, that was it, or?
Well, apparently, it wasn't that big of a panel. I imagine word got around about how the panel was. I imagine word about how the panel was being handled, and this did not sit right with people. So they were like, I'm not really going to go to this. This doesn't seem like it's going to properly be that interesting without any representation on the stage to weigh in on some topics and whatnot. It was not a hit. It got the, of all the stuff, it got like the lowest rating of all the panels and such on the DCC website.
Now, did people not go because they realized it was an all-male panel, or because it was a women in comics panel?
I imagine the first part.
You know what? When I go to a convention, right, the panels I like to sit into are the ones that they're giving me some news. And sometimes some conventions don't have the news because they can't keep making up news all year long. So then they make up these other panels, and a lot of people don't always attend them, but maybe they should. And then also, I've known that when a panel like that is scheduled, it's always scheduled at the same time as a more major panel, yeah, where everybody's trying to fight to get into.
Some dubious shit.
Instead of putting it at a time where you don't have to have this panel go up at the same time as, you know, maybe the Cup of Joe panel, which is always on a Saturday and is always a big panel because Marvel puts out a lot of news and Joe Quesada runs it. Okay. So, you know.
Well, again, I just think it's just a really an ass backwards way of trying to run a panel like this. They should have really done better and prepared.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they'll get the message. Maybe they'll.
Yeah, and hopefully this is a learning experience. And also, really, we're still going to. God damn it. Comics are for everyone to enjoy. Shut the fuck up, people. Okay? Let everyone enjoy comics.
Now, something I want to talk about, Jordan.
Yeah? What do you want to talk about?
You know.
Let's get real.
You've said on these airwaves, much mm-hmm. to, you know, my horror,
mm-hmm.
like, who you worship, who you bow down to, and...
Lord God or Doom?
No.
Oh.
The other evil person. Satan. Lucifer.
Hail Satan.
Yeah, see that? And so, they're coming for you, Jordan, okay?
Who's coming for me?
The Million Moms.
Oh, God!
Because you are going to hell, and they want to save your soul, and they don't want your creator, or the person you look up to, Lucifer on Fox TV.
Oh, God! Oh, God! Nah, yeah. So, 1 million moms... Well, by the way, let me set it up. Let me give you the basic of the story, and many stories that came like this. 1 million moms find something they're upset by, or they're offended. They raise a holler. They tell people, look at how offending this is. They raise a fuss. They petition. They demand something get canceled. They don't really make an effect on what they're protesting. It still goes through, and they just go home. The end. 1 million moms has now gone after Fox for the Lucifer show that is premiering this fall, in this
winter.
Upcoming fall season.
I thought it was winter.
Really? I'll look that up. But yeah, 1 million moms launched a petition asking Fox to cancel Lucifer. Of course, that being the Vertigo series focused on the biblical demon who left hell to live in Los Angeles, and 1 million moms describes will glorify Satan as a caring, likable person in human flesh. 1 million moms, of course, being the website by the Christian fundamentalist nonprofit organization, the American Family Association. The series, yeah, and this is what 1 million moms said. The series will focus on Lucifer, portrayed as a good guy who is bored and unhappy as the Lord of Hell. He resigns his throne and abandons the kingdom, retires to Los Angeles, where he gets his kicks out in the LAPD punch criminals. At the same time, God's emissary, the angel Amadina. Yeah, I'm gonna fuck that name up. Amadina has been sent to Los Angeles to convince Lucifer to come back. He says, they also say the show's trailer, glorifies graphic acts of violence and nightclub, and, you know, features a nightclub scene featuring scantily clad women and a demon. Well, guess what? They're not really making that much of an impact. The 1 million moms, only 0.35 of them have signed this petition. that's, math is not working against them. You know, math is working against them. So, once again, 1 million moms is not going to make a damn difference on anything.
You know, you should listen to your mama. You know that, right?
I listen to my mom. I don't listen to 1 million moms because, really,
well, they're trying to keep the world safe from sin and wrongness and evil. And of course, they don't know nothing about the TV show. They know nothing about the comic book.
If they'd even read it,
is Lucifer, and so they're afraid that if they make a show where Lucifer is a good person, that people will start believing that the devil is really a good person. Now, here's the deal.
Oh, it is airing in 2016. My bad. Right.
Anybody who's very religious, okay, believe in God and the devil, believe they're at war, believe you can go to heaven and hell, all right, not going to turn around and see a TV show and change their views on Satan, Lucifer, is God, whatever, okay? Not going to happen. Anybody who don't believe in these things are just going to watch it as a TV show. They're not going to care. It's not going to make them go out and start become a Satan worshiper. So, again, a lot of noise made about nothing. I mean, yeah, I get it. Some people, their religious thoughts make them think a certain way, and that's fine. And
yeah, I mean, it's fine. You have a belief system. That's great. But
you don't have to worry about, you don't watch it. You know, make sure your kids don't watch it or whatever, and then either it'll go away for bad ratings,
or it'll get renewed. Who knows?
Right.
Oh, and by the way, Stanley Kubrick, 1,000 Moms has nothing to do with MILF. I am sorry to disappoint you.
Had to do with what? MILF?
Yeah. Mom, I'd like to fuck.
No, I know what MILF means. I'm just saying, I didn't.
Oh.
I apologize to the children listening to this show for what you did.
I apologize for nothing.
Thank you. What did Stanley say in the genuine address like he did in real life to Prom? We're not going to get into Jaden stuff again this week, okay? He went out with Prue. You know Prue? From Hunger Games?
No.
You didn't see the first Hunger Games?
I saw the first Hunger Games. I'm just forgetting this kid. Oh, wait. Rue?
Rue, that's what I said.
Yo, you said Prue.
I said Rue.
Whatever, fine. Rue, yes. Yeah. What, she's dating Jaden Smith or something?
Well, they went to a prom together. I don't know if they're in relationships or dating, but...
Okay.
Gorgeous looking young lady.
Mm.
So... Jaden doing better than me and you. Anyway.
Well, I'm going to bring this down a bit.
Hold up. No, I'm next. I know it's your turn, but I want to play the theme song of the day, okay?
Okay.
Come on. Process. Always slow when you need to be, when you don't want to be slow. Sorry, people.
Da 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 da, no dead air at all. Da 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 da. I'm drinking. What?
This is not a radio station.
Okay.
You know, I clicked on in the browser.
What are you trying to play?
The song of the day.
What is it?
It's relax.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Poop. Catching Fire. Now that was a damn good movie. That was way better.
For the remainder of this broadcast, please visit us over at rantemradio.com or search for Rant Entertainment Media on iTunes.